HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, this is Neerja Birla, founder and chairperson of Empower. I welcome all of you to this brand new The OK Not OK Show.
The OK Not OK Show with Mrs. Neerja Birla.
I do believe, and I genuinely do, that all parents are superheroes. But you know, once in a while, we all need to be reminded of our superpowers. I'm sure as a new parent, there have been moments when you question everything or feel guilty about something or the other, be it going out for dinner with your friends or just wanting to do something for yourself. Hi, I'm Neerja Birla and I welcome you to the OK Not OK Show. We meet every Sunday to make Sunday a fun day. If you are a working parent, then you must not miss today's episode as we're going to discuss the dilemmas of a working parent. Juggling the responsibilities and being a perfect parent and delivering professionally every single day can be really overwhelming sometimes. I know so many working parents who struggle because of the moment they are ready, their kids start crying and start throwing tantrums. But trust me, it can be taken care of with just a bit of planning. Also remember that being a perfect parent is really a myth. So just be a real one. Be an example for your kids so that they can look up to you. As a professional and a working parent, we spend long and challenging days at office or our workplace and followed by demands at home. It's even more difficult for most women as they have to play multiple roles of a cook, a caregiver, a tutor, a nurse, a driver, a therapist, and then a professional to top it all. And that's when she needs her family support the most. So we have our first caller. Hello? Who's this?
Hi, Mrs. Birla. I'm Meher, a mother of a 7 and a 2-year-old and an entrepreneur. Usually while socializing with full-time parents, I feel guilty that I'm not around my children for some of their milestones. I almost feel like a criminal leaving my kids alone to pursue my dreams.
Hi, Meher. I completely hear you and I'm with you. But I want to just remind you that first, just take a deep breath. Second, smile. And third, just pat your back. I must tell you that you are a great parent and I'm sure you're doing a fabulous job bringing up 2 kids while pursuing your career. I think first and foremost, we as parents really need to stop feeling guilty for working because, you know, we are setting an example for our kids. Think about it. When they look at us, they're going to be motivated also to be working and also to be giving back, even just growing professionally. Also, Meher, on the other hand, it's okay to leave work early and attend your child's sports day or a parent-teacher meeting. Don't bring work home, so that way your kids too learn about boundaries between professional and personal life. But most importantly, keep calm because it's okay. Today we're talking about the dilemma to choose between work and kids. We're just flooded with questions, so let's see who our next caller is. Hello?
Hi, I'm Rohina, a mother to 12-year-old girl. My question is, how does one who desires professional growth bond with the child? I'm extremely hardworking, but I'm worried that it might cost me my relationship with my daughter.
Hi, Rohina. Thanks for calling in. At the outset, let me tell you, you're not the only one. We've all gone through these pangs. It's absolutely normal. I've been through them and go through them quite regularly, I have to admit. But just let me tell you that it doesn't have to be an either or. You can grow professionally and yet be extremely close to your children. Just remember that prioritize while you are not working. Spend more time with them, cut out the non-essentials, and they will also understand that when you are at home with them, you want to spend time with them. And that itself will make the children feel very important. It's also very important to communicate with them. Let them know what your dreams and your aspirations are. Talk about it, communicate with them. And in that way, let them be part of the journey with you. That itself is a great exercise and a great way to bond with them. So dear listeners, if you have any advice for Rohina, WhatsApp it to us on 8108-943-943. That's 8108-943-943. So time for our next caller. Hello, Who's this?
Hello, Nisha ma'am. My name is Prerna. I'm a mother to a 5-year-old and I work for a corporate company and I love it, but I'm very, very tensed while leaving my child home because I fear her not getting the right values. And the issue is that I've been pondering over is about going to work, leaving my precious one in another person's care.
Hi Prerna, thanks so much for calling in. First of all, just take a deep breath and just relax. I know exactly what you're going through and I totally get you. But here's what you can do, maybe before work or after work, why don't you spend time only with your child? Just focus on that. And during that time, maybe you can talk to her about her day, her interactions with other people. And I'm sure you'll pick up something if anything was amiss in those conversations. Reading out stories to her at night with values also really helps too. And in conversations, you can embed the values that you would want her to have. I understand that as a mom, you're going to feel more responsible for her behavior. But you know, what you do is more important than what you say. And ultimately, children pick up what they see and emulate that. So you have to be really walking, talking what you're preaching. But remember to keep calm, because you're doing a fantastic job of raising her. If my listeners have any suggestions for Prerna, do call in on 8108-943-943. Now here's something I need all of you to do. I think it will help you get over the guilt of leaving kids and going to work. So here's your homework for the week. Make your weekend a family time where you can include the meals and have them together. Of course, in between, give yourself some me time too. You could include your child in your chores. It could be shopping, it could be cleaning, and maybe once in the week surprise them by coming home early and maybe just play a board game with them. I personally find spending time doing things together with them is a great way to bond. So that's all for today, and in the next episode of the OK Not OK Show, we will discuss about supporting your child's choices. So do send in your thoughts and questions on our WhatsApp on 8108-943-943. Till then, keep calm because it's okay. Hugs and love, Nirja Birla.
The OK Not OK Show with Mrs. Nirja Birla.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.